just because Alex died in his line of duty doesn't make him more courageous than any other doctor, nurse, and healthcare worker who remained committed to their calling in looking after the sick. I didn't want to say anything that would make him feel that he didn't have my complete understanding and support. So I remember I only told him to be very, very careful. 5th of April, we had breakfast in the morning, and he, he drove himself to the airport in the car, in the rented car, and I waved goodbye to him, and that was the last time I saw him. When Alex died, I was so driven by the conviction that I must tell his story, that he mustn't die in vain. Not because he was the outstanding one, no, not at all, because I really wanted Singaporeans to know the sacrifice of healthcare workers who literally put their lives in a line of danger. So this was Papa when he went on a mission trip to Myanmar. Each of you in his arms, one in each arm. They were only 3 years old and 1 year old, and I knew that if I take too long mourning over the loss of my husband, they would be in bereavement with me. And they were so young, and they deserve to know that they could live on. They could live on because they were not the only ones who had lost a parent. There were other children who had also lost a mother or a father.
Actually, I've accepted that what has happened, and being able to learn about his life and his legacy and the memories that he's left behind in other people, I think that is something I really treasure. I never felt like I really had to meet him to know the impact that he's had on people's lives.
I mean, I think I would have definitely liked to have grown up with a father and would have liked to have known him, especially hearing how wonderful he sounds from people. I think being married myself now, that's also given me a deeper appreciation for family and also a deeper appreciation for what my mom went through and how she had to not only go on without her husband, but to raise both of us by herself.
I was sitting in the car with my mom and I said, I'm really scared of what will happen because of COVID. I know what happened to our family. And I think that was just like a very personal fear that just came out of me. I think about that a lot. And I think about that time when that fear was so present, even like during SARS time. And he still decided, like without hesitation, to like, I have to fly back and I have to do my duty to serve the nation and to be at the front line, put my life on the line for my family, for my country, for my friends, and for like just the people around me.
I had never had a bagel at that time, and he looked up a place near where I was staying, and they had good bagel. And I remembered I ordered a smoked salmon bagel. And until today, whenever I could have a bagel, I will look for the smoked salmon bagel to eat it. I just remember the good memories, that the last meal we had was good breakfast. Yeah. I don't want to sound cheesy, but in Chinese there's a saying, It doesn't matter how long you have love. It just matters that you once had love. You know, till today, even in telling his story, you know, and looking through lots of photographs, memories, yeah. I definitely still feel very loved by him. Yeah. That I definitely had married a husband who really loved me, yeah, and loved the family.